Thank you for listening in. Listen for more podcasts from Minnesota Business, Inspiring Women, and more. Watch for our book, Expanded Stories and Inspiration in the coming year. A little bit about Kay Phillips. What I can tell you is most recently I bump into her in the strangest places. I've known Kay for many years, and what's most striking about her is she's one of the best learners I've ever met, meaning she's super smart and she runs a really effective set of companies, many companies, in fact. And you wouldn't expect that someone with that kind of business acumen would be one of the most curious and humble people you'd meet, but she's every bit of that. The line between learning and leading is a thin one. Kay Phillips of A-Tech Companies believes in leading as a learner. When I think of brilliant leaders, Kay Phillips, co-owner and former president of A-Tech Companies, immediately comes to mind. From winning high school basketball state championships to growing A-Tech while president, Kay has been a leader since the beginning. She draws her leadership skills from her vast career experience and credentials, yet it's her practice of continuous learning that has most shaped her into the leader she is today. Kay grew up on a farm in Oklahoma where she acquired a strong work ethic. There was always tons of work to do, and my parents were very oriented to accomplish things. You needed a purpose, you needed a goal, you needed to do things and do them quickly, Kay remembers. Beyond the farm, Kay's earliest leadership roles were in sports. Kay started playing basketball competitively in fourth grade and quickly emerged as a leader on her team, playing all the way through college and law school. Through sports, Kay realized leadership sometimes means sacrificing for the team and helping others on the team succeed. Kay is a perennial, lifelong learner. She believes that learning and leading are closely tied and is always watching others and seeing how they did something, communicated something, or are thinking about their strategy, she says. I'm constantly watching and taking notes of things I want to add to my toolkit or my capabilities. One thing Kay has determined over the years is that different situations require different leadership styles. There are times you need to be commanding and controlling, but that's rare. I've learned to listen better and be more thoughtful about the team and not just the project. Kay's biggest leadership lessons have come from taking on pretty much any crappy job someone would give me, she says with a laugh. I learned to do many things by doing that and often took on jobs and things I didn't have the skill set for. I had to figure things out pretty quickly, Kay admits. While she did sometimes fail, the failure always resulted in learning. When something doesn't go well, you have to reflect so you're better next time. You start to notice warning signs and ask yourself what you could have done differently, says Kay. There were always signs. Learning from failure means getting better and seeing those warning signs and changing your plans quickly. Kay also emphasizes resiliency and the ability to recover from failure. It's okay to not be successful as long as you've worked hard, did your best, and improved as a result. There are great things in life and tough things in life, and you've got to be able to pick yourself back up no matter what. I believe we're in business to create value. This means taking risks and being willing to try things and take failure when it happens, says Kay. One of A-Tech's principles encompasses this perfectly. Take risks, fail often, and don't bet the farm, get going. Kay is currently active on A-Tech's board and serves as the outside voice to keep the company strategically informed about trends and opportunities. Kay serves on three other boards as well, although she assures me that she's cut down to working about 40%. What's she learning now? It's more challenging to run a business today than it was 40 years ago, than it was 20 years ago, says Kay. Leaders need to be more agile and thoughtful than before. There's more competition and also more opportunities. As a result, Kay is thinking about how business leaders can do more. How do we take all those great things we are in the world and use them to do more in our communities? I think there are more opportunities to use business acumen to solve bigger problems. Kay's commitment to team and community extends well beyond the boundaries of business. Her words ring true. Whether it's your family or work, it's a team. Interdependence is so much stronger than what alone defines me. Our job as leaders is to learn and grow. The line between learning and leading is indeed a thin one. Some of Kay's favorites. Opera in Minnesota and New York. Travel. Kay is now able to take 3 major trips every year. Spending time with family and friends. Being active through sports, hiking, and biking. Getting inspired by spending time with people who are bettering themselves. Advice for her younger self? I shouldn't have been nearly as cocky. Be more forgiving. Chill out. Advice to new leaders. Do the tough job. Move in the right direction. You will fail a lot. Learn, incorporate, and grow. Keep your body fit. My best insights and ideas come when I'm physically active. I'm known for my walking meetings. Lifetime leaders. Peter Drucker, Marilyn Carlson Nelson, and Bill George. Thanks for listening. Please share this podcast and tune in for more. And remember, yes, it's an everyday word, but nothing happens without it. It's the favorite word of people who get things done. Yes opens the door to change, lets the light in, and gets the ball rolling. Every idea, invention, project, movement, or marriage would starve without it. Yes may lead to adventure, risk, or even trouble, but no leads nowhere. Say yes and see where it takes you.